When Senator Robert Byrd's wife passed away, he was asked whether or not she would want him to take a break.
I'm doing exactly what she would want me to do. Work.
And work he did for more than half a century in the Senate. President Obama announced yesterday that in honor of Senator Robert Byrd, flags at the White House and public ground will be flown at half staff. Byrd died on Monday at the age of 92. He served in Congress more than 50 years, longer than anyone else in American history. Today, his body will lie in the chamber of the Senate before being flown to West Virginia for a memorial service. Our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us to talk about the plans for Senator Byrd's final farewell. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
First of all, are these plans that were laid out in Senator Byrd's will?
Not necessarily in his will. The plan to lie on the Senate floor is at the request of his family. And there is an elaborate procession, as you mentioned, planned for today. He's going to arrive at the Senate steps at 9:30, or at least that's the schedule, and they'll bring him up the steps. There'll be an honor guard escorting the casket, and then to lie on repose in the Senate floor for most of today. And then, as you mentioned, they fly him to West Virginia, and then there's a procession planned from the Robert C. Byrd Federal Courthouse in Charleston, West Virginia, through the streets to the state capitol, where tomorrow there will be a memorial service for the public. There's a public viewing, and the memorial service will be attended by President Obama, the vice president, dignitaries, generals, and leading members of Congress.
Well, there's a lot of things tied up in the memorial today that kind of harken back to the history of our country. We talked a little earlier about some echoes of Abraham Lincoln, but also just in the fact that he is laying in repose on the Senate floor is kind of a historic moment as well.
And is very, very rare. You know, Robert Byrd, Celeste, of course, was the consummate Senate historian. We've talked about that. And there's a lot of history in his remembrance today. When that casket lays in repose later today on the Senate floor, it'll be the first time since 1959 that that has happened. It's extremely rare these days. The last senator who lay in repose on the Senate floor was William Langer of North Dakota. You might not know who he is, but the time before that was in 1957 when Joe McCarthy lay in repose on the Senate floor. Joe McCarthy, who had died and 4 years before had been disgraced and censured by the Senate, actually lay in repose. And he did so because his wife wanted to make amends with all of the bad relationships he had. So she requested that he lay in repose. And at the request of the family, you can do that. So there is a lot of history here. Only 44 senators throughout history have lay in repose on the floor. It used to be common in the 19th century, but some of them, like Henry Clay, John C. Calhoun, have lay in repose on the floor. It's not common these days because it's just not done much anymore, and there are funeral homes, and senators usually return home to their home states. But I think a lot of people around the Senate think that it's appropriate for Robert Byrd, entirely appropriate, that he join the likes of Henry Clay and John C. Calhoun on the floor from 10 to 4 today.
What kind of other details can you give us about what might be seen on the Senate floor in remembrance of Robert Byrd?
Well, by the public, very little will be seen because no camera coverage will be allowed. This has been a controversy between the press and the Senate leadership, but that's the way it is today, unfortunately. There will be no video coverage. There will be photographs by the Senate photographic staff. Now, I want to say, if you see photos and you see flowers around the casket, which you may see, that will be interesting because the normal Senate rules have been suspended for this resolution. Flowers are not allowed on the Senate floor under the rules, except on the desk of a senator the day they're being honored. That's already happened for Robert Byrd. So lots of rules have been suspended by resolution to make this a special day. There will be people filing through the Senate chamber, observing the casket, who normally are not allowed on the Senate floor. So the Senate is really making a special effort, some exceptions for Senator Robert C. Byrd on the floor today.
Marking the passing of Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
It's amazing how much spectacle and ritual there is in the Senate. It is a body that takes those rituals very, very seriously, and certainly Robert Byrd was one of the people who did that.